Brother Pat, thank you for filling in for Brother Mark and for the background that you gave of the hymns. I don't know about the rest of you, but these songs spoke to me this morning, and I feel like that I've already had a worship service. You know, if we could just remember those lyrics, how it would make each day so much brighter and how much easier to live by. I unexpectedly, the last four messages kind of turned into a little series, I suppose, about bringing God's Word with you each and every day and how important that is and the benefits from it and how and why we are supposed to do that. We're commanded to. Matter of fact, in last Sunday, and one of the main themes of that was that you were called to be a blessing. Christ didn't just give us life when He redeems us on the cross. You know, we have responsibilities too as His children to do the good works prepared for us to do. That's part of the Christian life. And to do those good works, we have to carry His Word with us. So as I tried to think about this message, to conclude this, about bringing the Lord's Word with us no matter where we go, I was trying to summarize it all, and yesterday Angela and I went to a memorial service for a good friend of hers that she went to high school with, is known basically all her life. Her friend, her name is Lisa, her dad had passed away. So we went to that service, and it just kind of got me thinking about how to conclude this message. And so this is what I want to bring to you today, what I feel like was truly on my heart. Was as we all reflect on our life, how do we summarize about bringing God's Word with us? Because, you know, if in retrospect, and when you go to a memorial service, that's what it is. It's in retrospect of the person who lived. This applies to all of us. Life is short. And the older we get, it goes by so fast. And as the Word tells us, it's like a vapor. And folks, from the call to worship and from what we sang in these lyrics, this following part of this statement is so true. Your life, your story, God knows it. He knows every bit of it. But the truth is that others will read it as we live it out. Others see your story on a daily basis. And when our time comes, others will remember it. So I hope and pray, as you think about what will others remember about my life, it might inspire you a little bit more to live by God's commandments. Because, as I tried to bring this message together, I found three quotes that I think I've shared in the past, but I want to share again. And as you think about other people observing your life, look what John MacArthur says. You are the only Bible some unbelievers will ever read. As we talked about a moment ago with Sister Bobby Mason, who left the church a very nice gift. We had an impact on her life. You have an impact on other people's lives too. Folks, the best way we have an impact on other people is by doing our best to live by God's Word and using the talents that He gave uniquely to each and every one of us on a daily basis. Because, folks, we all have a beginning and an ending. We all have a life that the Lord has blessed us with. We all have a journey and a pathway to travel. Mine is different from yours, and yours is different from the person beside you. It's all individual. I want to admonish you at the very beginning here. Bring God's Word with you every step you take. Contemplate on it, dwell upon it, and rejoice over it. Now, I want to share a collection of scriptures to help bring all this together, kind of as a summary about bringing God's Word with you on a daily basis. And as we live our life starting at point A and wherever that end point may be at point B, as we go along the way, how we can find inspiration and direction from God's Word to take His Word with us every day and live by it. The following applies to everybody. You see, the story and walk of every person that's ever been born, I think, is found in the book of Job, chapter 14, verses 1, 2, and 5. Man who is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. He comes forth like a flower and fades away. He flees like a shadow and does not continue. Since his days are determined, you have decreed the number of his months and have set limits he cannot exceed. You see, folks, God knows all about you and your days are numbered. You might not think so, but the Lord has said it. And it's true for every single person. We all have troubles in our life. And life is short. So what will we do with this life that the Lord has given to us? You see, for the Christian, where this applies, what I just read, to every single person, including the Christian, the Christian's life should be a little bit different. And it is different. And I want these words to be a part of your thought process on a daily basis. Because the story and walk of a Christian is so sweet. It can be difficult. But listen to what the Word of the Lord says from Psalm 139. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. You see, folks, we have to recognize God knows us intimately. He knows everything about us. You are special to the Lord above. If that floods over you and you feel the great love of the Lord, it ought to have an effect in your daily conduct as we live this life. Recognize, because He loves you, because He knows everything about you, He chose you. Ephesians, we've read this so often this year. It should be a memory verse. You should remember it. If not, turn to it daily. Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ, to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He made us accepted in the Beloved because of Jesus Christ, and our faith in Him, which again is a gift. We are made acceptable to the Lord. And folks, He chose us. And He made us acceptable. 2 Timothy tells us He saved us and called us to a holy life. Not of anything we have done, but because of His own purpose and grace. How can you get any sweeter? The Lord chose us. He knew us. He gave us life. And He has given us salvation through His Son, Jesus Christ. We need to have that knowledge with us every day. So of our circumstances, that should permeate throughout our life. And it should strengthen us. Because Jesus did this, the Lord did this through Jesus for a reason, folks. We all have a purpose in life in 1 Peter. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. You see, that right there is a purpose. I don't know how many times I've said this, but no Christian should ever question why they are here. We all have a purpose, and it is to praise God to other people. It is to praise God in our hearts. And of course, there are other many good works we are to do too. God prepared those good works for us before the foundation of the world also. So we have a purpose because we are a chosen people. Now, folks, as we take these core fundamental scriptures and apply them to our life, as we go through our life, it's not always easy. Sometimes it's difficult. You know, some people ask the question, well, if God chose me, why do I have these troubles? Well, sometimes there's reasons for those troubles. And I want to mention, I guess, touch on that in just a moment. But I just want to encourage you, as you go through life, especially in the times that are difficult, never forget God loved you, and He chose you, and He has plans for you. These were done before you were ever born. We always have to remember that God is in control. And because He's in control, we are held in His hands. And if we have that knowledge that God chose us and that He is in control, it should give us the strength when our faith is weak to rely on Him and to persevere. To go through each day, each chapter of our life, you know, nothing lasts forever. Good times come and good times go. That's very true for the bad times as well. The hard times don't last forever. Eventually they end. You see, life, it seems long, even though it's truly not. Each chapter of our life, we need to take God's Word with us so that we can continue on to the very next for whatever the Lord has. But it's for this reason, to fulfill the good works and the purpose that He chose us for. Because we all have good works to do. So as we go through life, and I'm trying to maybe put this into a narrative, as we are walking and growing in Christ on a daily basis. And you hit those points in your life when it's a little bit difficult. There's another quote that I think that I find encouraging. And it gives us perspective sometimes because, you know, when we're lost in the fog of our troubles, we don't always see clearly. Elizabeth Elliot said, "If you believe in God who controls the big things, you have to believe in a God who controls the little things. It is we, of course, to whom things look little or big." I find that quote very sweet. Some people might think, well, there's this grand creator, but He has nothing to do with your life. Well, we've already read many verses that show that that's not true. God is involved in our lives, and He knows everything about us. He's involved in the little things. Let's read our call to worship scripture again. Psalm 139. "You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise, and perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely." How could this be true if God is not involved in the little things in our lives? You see, He knows everything about us, even what's in our hearts and our thoughts. Because God chose you, He created you, folks. And He loves you. And when we think about that He knows all about me and He loves me, you know, He knows all the blemishes. He knows all the failures, all the faults. But through Jesus Christ, we were made whole and we were made perfect. And when we are living according to God's Word, He blesses us tremendously. And the biggest blessing that sometimes we can have is that we should not worry when we have confidence and faith in Him. And the Lord Himself, Jesus told us in Matthew, "Look at the birds of the air. For they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And you are not more valuable than they?" If the Lord looks after all of His creation, He's going to look after us too. He will look after you. Romans 8:28 tells us, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." You see, folks, you cannot get away from some tenets of the Bible. God's grace. And you have a purpose. I believe God controls everything in our lives. You have a purpose to fulfill. We talked about troubles. Well, you know, sometimes we're not perfect and we don't want to walk down that road the Lord set before. Sometimes it's not easy. And we might try to wander. Well, folks, when we wander, you can rest assured that there's going to be trouble up ahead. That's just one of the reasons we have troubles in our lives. Because we all have a purpose. Are you taking God's word with you on a daily basis? We cannot fulfill His purpose if we're not doing that, folks. I pray that you are. All things, even the hard things, work for good for those who love the Lord, is what we just read in Romans. And I believe that God controls everything in His lives, and He knows what is best for us. No matter how old we get or how experienced we are, we don't know what is best for us to the same degree that the Lord does. Which is why I believe the following statement is true. The best thing about the future is that it comes only one day at a time. And that's from Abraham Lincoln. Don't you know Abraham Lincoln, of all people, wish he could have foresaw how things were going to end in that Civil War time when the country was torn apart? You see, only faith could have prompted him to, I think, say that and it be recorded. The future only comes one day at a time. You know, I have a little book. It's called, well, now I can't even properly say the title of it. My memory's getting so bad. But basically it's saying, my grace is sufficient for you. And with each step I take, light for each step I take. We don't have to see everything that's laid out in front of us, do we? No, the Lord told us in multiple places in the Bible, I've only chosen a few scriptures here, that to remind you that as we go on this journey, and of course other people are always watching and observing us, but one thing that the Lord told us to do so that we would not be overburdened with cares was to focus on the day that He has given. Psalm 118 tells us, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. If this was the last day that we saw, aren't you glad that you were found here in God's house this day? You see, the Lord made this day. He gave it to us. And He gave us the inclination and the desire in our hearts to come and worship Him. What a blessing that is. But folks, we don't need to worry about tomorrow. We need, because there is a lot going on today. We need to worry about this day. And if we focus on this day, there's a scripture I've used quite often, and it humbles me. I have to really struggle not to get emotional over it, because it makes me recognize what a sinner I am and how gracious the Lord is and how kind He is. Lamentations 3, 22 and 23. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. God is faithful to His people, and He has made promises to us. When we take His words with us and we focus on His promises, it gives us strength to go from day to day. He is faithful, and not one word the Lord has ever spoken will fail. His kindness, and He is faithful to His own promises to His people. His mercies are new each and every day. Each day we have the opportunity to live a new day with yesterday's sins behind us, separated as far as the east from the west and remembered no more. No, we can live a day being thankful to Him, asking for forgiveness of our sins, and being grateful for His mercies. So folks, each day the Lord gives us, as you travel through your journey in life, live each day God's way. And He tells us how to live it in multiple places, but this one is so speaks, I think, very well for today. Proverbs 3, 1 through 4. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. You know, as I think about these words and about the life that ended yesterday, so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and of man. That only comes through living a life where we keep the Lord's commandments, as He tells us right here. We are to bind them around our neck, never forget them. If we do that, we take them with us on a daily basis. And folks, when we do that, it affects your decision-making process. And one of the early sermons in this series was, I made the comment, we have to be active participants, meaning we make a decision. We make the decision to keep God's commandments or not. And when you find yourself in a bad situation, what's more important to you, what God thinks or what the world thinks? That's the beginning of knowledge and wisdom, because that's what the part of one of the definitions of fearing God is, being more concerned about what God thinks of you than what the world thinks of you. You're more afraid to disappoint God than other people. That's fearing God. When we live like that, when we keep His laws, we keep His commandments, it affects our decision process, folks. And we will live a godly life that will find favor with God and be held in high esteem of men. It's what the Lord's Word just says, not the words from me. Those we just read from Proverbs. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. And that only comes by keeping His commandments each and every day the Lord gives us. So folks, if we keep His commandments, do not worry about what other people think of you or what else may be in front of us, because we're not supposed to worry about tomorrow. Matthew tells us, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about the things, its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. And sometimes you will have trouble in this day, this one day that the Lord gave you. But if you make that conscious decision to keep His commandments and live by His Word, folks, you will be blessed. And I say this quite often, Ben, you don't know. There may be trouble in this day. Most likely there will be for some of us. But other people are always watching to see how you handle that trouble. And you, these troubles that are in your life, on whatever day it is, may be there just for that one fact, so that you can demonstrate to other people God's love and your commitment to it. You might just have a very, very impactful example that you've given to somebody else in their relationship with the Lord. You see, living daily, just for today that the Lord gives you, not worrying about tomorrow, is a blessing in its own, because we have enough to be concerned about and not worry about things we have no control over. Only God has control over those things. But folks, make no mistake, and I find this encouraging, but sometimes it's a little stressful as too. And this quote comes from somebody, you all know, I think, who Chuck Swindoll is. We are all faced with a series of great opportunities, brilliantly disguised as impossible situations. You ever feel like you face the impossible in your life? You ever feel like it's impossible for you to have an impact on somebody else? You might have preached to somebody. You may say, I'm not a preacher, but you've shared God's Word with somebody at ad nauseum, and it's just had no effect. Well, you don't know that, because it may have an effect down the road. You never know when those words will come back to somebody else and open a door for that person. You see, we all have good works to do. It doesn't mean that we will always see the fruits of those labors, but it doesn't mean that it won't bear fruit. Yes, folks, we do. We have wonderful opportunities in front of us, but oftentimes those opportunities come when we say, I can't. I don't know how. It's a situation that we can't handle on our own. And what does that do? Doesn't that make us look to God? Because we can't handle it. We can't do it on our own. And that's what we are supposed to do. Look up. Look to the Lord. Because He can. And that's something we ought to say three times. He can. You can't do it, but He can do it. You're not strong enough, but the Lord is. And matter of fact, in Luke, the words of the angel. When the angel was talking to Mary, the angel said, "For with God nothing will be impossible." I make this comment, and we sing it when we give our tithes and offerings. How great is our God? Folks, so often Satan deceives us into trying to put limitations on God's abilities. Well, there are none. Those are earthly limitations. Those are in our minds, our limitations. There are no limitations on God. Nothing is impossible with God. Matthew told us that verbatim in Matthew chapter 19, when he said that it's easier for the camel to go through the eye of the needle for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. And the disciples were astonished. Verse 26, but Jesus looked at them and said to them, "With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." So regardless of an impossible situation, it's not impossible for God. And if we bring His words with us, and in His words are contained so many promises, it gives us strength to face those impossible situations. Because, you know, as Elizabeth Elliot said in the earlier quote, "What things are little or big is only that way to us." There's nothing too big for God. There is nothing impossible with God. No matter where you are in your life, your circumstances today are different than they were, and most of us, I can use these terms, 40 years ago. It's different. God saw you through those 40 years. Then you wandered, if, you know, I like that for a moment, because you wandered in the wilderness maybe for like 40 years. God saw you through it. And for some of us, there may be probably not 40 more years to come, but however many more there are, if we look back and have that faith and confidence that God saw us through it, even those times it appeared and seemed impossible, shouldn't it give us courage? Shouldn't it give us strength? Shouldn't we trust the word of Jesus Christ that there is nothing that is impossible? If we look back to the Old Testament, Jeremiah, "Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you." There is nothing too hard. So when we think about the scriptures we've already been over, God knew you before the foundation of the world and He chose you. He knows everything about your life, your coming and going, when you rise and when you lay down, what's in your heart and what you're about to say. He chose you. And He has given you knowledge of Jesus Christ. He has given us salvation. He's given us life. He's given us everything. So we should believe His word that there is nothing that is impossible. But when we face that and what seems to be impossible to us, always go back to His word. Take it with you daily. Proverbs tells us, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. And all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." Even when God has directed you to an ocean and there's an army behind you, like Moses in the Red Sea, there is nothing that is impossible to God. You see, we all have a purpose. And God will give us life until that purpose is accomplished. In this life, Anz and I were talking on the way up, and you know, when the day comes that the Lord's not working on us, kind of like when we're on the potter's wheel, smoothing those rough edges and making them rounder, when He's no longer working in your life is the day that He'll call you home, because He has completed that good work that He started in you. Folks, we all have purposes. Even when it seems impossible to fulfill them, we need to trust God and not be afraid. One of the most, to me, wonderful passages we find about not fearing is found in Isaiah. "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." In those times that seem impossible, God is there. In chapter 40 of Isaiah, He tells us He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, He increases strength. And I know I can look back in my life and remember times where I felt God strengthen me. I hope you can too, because He does. And folks, we need to have confidence in His Word. Philippians tell us, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So we have confidence that He will help us. He's promised us that He will. Is that what other people see in us? Somebody that has a strong faith to believe God's Word, to face those impossible tasks, even when it's discouraging, to soldier on, knowing that He is with us. You see, at the very, I guess, say, end of it, at some point, we all have this beginning and we all have an ending. Ecclesiastes tells us, the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it. Now, sadly, it sounds like that this young man that Brother Pat mentioned, that time may be here. So many others on our prayer list, that time may not be that far away. You see, our story will end. What will others see when they look back and they read our story? What have they seen in your daily walk each day of your life? What impact have you had on other people? You see, you think about work. Now, a lot of folks don't see the same people each and every day, but those that are actively working oftentimes see the same people each and every day. What impact are you having on those people? You see, there's always opportunities that are there. We don't know about tomorrow, but we do know at some point there will be an end to our story. Until that time comes, I pray that we can live it like we're commanded in 2 Corinthians. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are seen, not seen, are eternal. Eternal. What a wonderful word. Eternal. This life, as we started out, is brief. It's short. Life is like a vapor. But folks, there is no sweet end to our times with Jesus Christ in heaven above. We need to walk each day that He gives us, knowing that we are held in His hand, believing the promises that we find in His Word, and desiring to please God more than men by keeping His commandments. When the day comes and they read your story and my story, I pray that they will see in every chapter of your life that you carried God's Word with you. Having faith, being faithful to others and to the Lord, and being a blessing to others, which you were called to do. And I pray that they may see and know that the following two scriptures are the final words written in your story. John chapter 5, most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Is there any sweeter ending to a story than for a child of God to go home to be with his Creator? I pray that's the end of all of our stories. And I pray that until that day comes, that your faith will be shining bright enough for other people to see and be encouraged by it. Because as it was the theme of last Sunday's message, you were called to be a blessing. Keep God's Word on a daily basis, and folks, you will be. May the Lord add His blessings, is my prayer.